This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Ches, Shaftim, Pasik, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalin, Lamed Hey. And actually, it's not only these three psukim here in Shaftim, Perik, Ches, but it seems to be that these psukim is the theme of the entire era of Shaftim and Malachim. And that is Klal Yisrael right away. As soon as the Shaifet, as soon as the Gadol passes, they right away turn to the Aved Zavis, which is throughout Tanakh, the history of Klal Yisrael. Aved Zavim, Etnach Aved Zavim. I quote you the Psukim over here. Vayamos, Gidayim Ben Yoish, B'Sefer Teva. Right away, by he kasher meis, the pasuk emphasizes kasher meis as he dies. It's mamish, almost simultaneously. By yeshuvu bnei Yisrael, by yizno achi abalim, by yasim lehem bal bris, which is the name of an avodah zarah leElohim. V'loizachu b'nei Yisrael es Hashem aleihem hamatzalei smiat kaleivem misaviv. And then the pasuk lamid hey stresses v'loyasu chesed in beis yirubal gidayin k'chalatei v'asher asayim Yisrael. So here again, Klal Yisrael goes back chazara, mamish goes back to the old ways. So he stuck the pasuk yeshuvu b'nei Yisrael v'yiznachi abalim. And again, time after time, we find that Klal Yisrael slips into a pattern of Avodah Zarah. Pshat in Avodah Zarah, maybe we don't even know today. Chazal tell us, the Gemara Yuma Samachtes, that the Chachamim came on the Vatl, the Avodah Zarah, the Cheshik, the Taiv of Avodah Zarah. So we don't even know what it is. Gemaras tell us that Tanoim questioned previous Malachim, that Menashe HaMelech HaYitachin, he went and he did Avodah Zarah, and Menashe comes to him in a dream and tells him, if you would be in our time, you would have done worse. So what's there to talk about Pshat? The history of the Tanakh throughout is Avodah Zarah, Mitnach. Maybe we can't relate to it. Yet, Taylor writes it over and over again as the history. Stum is something what to take from it. It's the gay, yeah, in some form, in some prat, understand what happened, why it happened, and is it applicable in our modern day time. So I'd like to discuss the pasuk itself is very interesting. When someone does Avodah Zarah, it's the most chamedik aveira. You don't need to chepetzu, neither zakhman chepetzu, you don't need to tag on simple things that he did wrong as well, for example. The Pasuk says they did Avodah Zarah, shteita klav. Yet the Pasuk emphasizes and continues with two psukim. One, v'leizachu b'nei Yisrael s'Hashem aleikehem. They didn't remember the avada. If you do avada zara, that's isn't that when a person does avada zara, he's obviously forgetting the rabbeinu shleilam. The pasuk seems to be a redundant, self-explanatory pasuk. And then the pasuk continues vayta b'tnachatayin v'leyosu chesed beis yirubal. They didn't do chesed v'gidayin. So what's the pshat? I mean, l'chayra, they did a lot worse. You did Avodah Zarah. And Yiddish Akmet, abgefrakt. You know what abgefrakt means? You're out of the question. There's nothing more to discuss. You did Avodah Zarah. That's it. You did the chufon the gimel chamuris. Ah, you didn't remember the Eibish. Oh, yeah. You done Avodah Zarah when you done. Whole pasuk like zachum and shkidein to rabbeinu shleilam, and then it says they didn't remember gidein chassadim. Is it so relevant? Just say that Klal Yisrael of the derech. That's Unfortunate, but that's what the pasuk is trying to bring out. Why does it emphasize? And consider it a part of the list of the chatayim that they didn't remember the Eibishter, and also Loizachu, Loyasu Chesed. In Beis Yubal Gidai, they didn't do Chesed to Yubal. So I have a question at Beis, and I'll show you. They found actually Chazal discussed the Shayim. But you see, Chazal, they say a statement, and from the statement you understand that they were bothered by a question. From the statement you start to understand that there was a question that led them to this statement, and that is, do we translate V'loy Zachru as a list also? Also V'loy Zachru? Is it also V'loy Asu Chesed? They did Aveda Zahra. Also, they didn't remember the Eibishter. Also, they didn't do Chesed. And then the question becomes, if you did the Chamul, what do you have to chep it to the Kalas, so to speak? Chazal say that the Pshat is not also, but because. That the Vitlai is the because. Why did they do this Aveda Zahra? It's a Mefurashi Yalkut. The Yalkut says that the Pshat and the Psukim is, you know what led them, if it was our gleich ton of Aveda Zahra? And the Tayyat is, mitfagesen the Rebbein Shloilam's chsadim, ha-matzaloyis ha-miyad kalayveyem, ha-kviyas ha-teiv. And then there was another kviyas ha-teiv, mitfagesen gidayim. So if you're a coffee taiv in the Eibishter, and you're a coffee taiv in the manhigim around you, the next step is, Aveda Zahra, mit Aveda Zahra, as Eizang Chazal. Basically, let's see the taich. What is the pshat? It's ki'ilu that this and this is hainuach. This is called being Avid Aveda Zara. Because the pshat is v'loy zachu could also mean this and that they did this aveira that they didn't remember the Rebbeinu Shlom's chesed and that they didn't remember Gidei. So partially means it, like the Chazal, that this is the result of. Or maybe the Chazal are saying that this is what the Chisrein is in the Aveda Zara itself. And I'll explain to you what I mean. You know, Rabbi Isai, they talk about an Isur Shituf. It's a very important topic. What is Shituf? Shituf is that if you believe the Rebbeinu Shlom, you worship the Eibishter, but also, that's called Shittuf. There's also something else. Christianity today, L'chayre is Shittuf. Believe in a Trinity. L'chayre Shittuf is Klara Aveda Zara, that's for sure. When B'nai Noyach are mitzuvin al Aveda Zara, are they mitzuvin al HaShittuf? Is a Shaila had a Lord of Pashach in Yeridei. It's a very famous issue, it's a very famous topic. The Haskamas HaPeskim is that Christianity is Aveda Zara Shituf. While Muslim, the belief in the Muslim and the Quran and the Ganesh, that's not Aveda Zara B'chlam. They believe in one Rebbeinu Shloilam. We all believe that there's a Rebbeinu Shloilam. Nafkaminas La'alach are great. Peskim bring down, it's Klarat Shuvis. You can't walk into a church, yet you can walk into a mosque. There's no issue to walk into a mosque, because it's not Aveda Zara. I'm not going to tell you it's a very very good idea. I don't think it's a very safe idea, but, or unless you conceal the fact that you have some shaykhs to Jews or Eretz Yisrael, but la'alacha, there's no issue. The word shituf is the Aveda Zara. Okay, so if you believe in one deity, that's not Aveda Zara. But if you live in the Shituf, that is Aveda Zara. So I have a question. If a person does Aveda Zara, Hinduism, which is that's clearly Aveda Zara, without any Shituf, because there's no Bera Elam in there. It's all about whatever Hinduism stands for, and I don't have to go into it right now. I think we're enough intellectual to know the difference. But I'll call upon him, so there's no Beira Elam, right? It's whatever it is, gods and so, whatever it is. It's nisht. Yeah? Is that worse than shituf or better than shituf? You're looking at me and he's saying, what? This became a tanakhshi? How did this, did I switch gears? Or did I forget what day of the week it is? No, it's very, very, very negated to Tanakh, and I'll show you how it's negated to the reading of these psukim, as well as to the reading of psukim later, and even later than that. Many of the psukim we're going to come across, this question becomes a very essential question. So again, my basic. Which Aveda Zara is worse, the Shituf, or Bechlal the Aveda Zara that has no Beira Elam in it? Is Shituf worse than Aveda Zara, or is Aveda Zara worse than Shituf? So let me tell you, this is a machlek, it's the shame. If you look at Rabbeinu Yehuda in Sanhedrin Sama Gimel, and if I had the time, I'd learn with you in the Mekeiris, it's based on the Gemara over there, that the Gemara says, and this is the way that Rabbeinu Yehuda learns, that even though the implication there is that Shituf is worse, don't be medayed like that. The Gemara says, Rabbeinu Yehuda, actually it's the same. Aveda Zara, Nafkamina, Shituf Adanish, Aveda Zara is Aveda Zara. Azei Lant Rabbeinu Yehuda. So Rabbeinu Yehuda said, Hedin Daf Samach Gimel. In Yad Ramah, on that Gemara, Yad Ramah says, nein, the Gemara is Mashma Klar, Ashituf is the Chelgav. Because the Gemara says those words, that if someone is over the Shituf, it's Ke'ilu, Mamish, he should be Oker from the world, it's out of their veins, but the worst. The worst of the worst. It's not the Yad Ramah. I mean, you take the Gemara at its word, that the Shituf seems to be the worst type of Aveda Zara. At base, I'd like to direct you to an interesting Rashi. And soon we're going to show you that actually Rashi wasn't the Mechadish of this. It's actually a Chazal, a Yalkut, a Medrash. Rashi was Mefadish, the Psukim late, the Chazalim. You ready for Mefurish Apostle? In Shaftim, I'm not going too far. We're going to learn Shaftim, Perik Yud Aleph. Suck the pasuk like this.
Which pasuk?
Give me a minute. We'll make sure I get the right pasuk. I'll make sure. Second. The whole parak here is that they were over the ba'alim. Sometimes when you gotta find something, you just don't find it. Paul says the Klal Yisrael went out, and they were able to. Let me see what I wrote over here. Shaftim, Perik Yud Aleph. So let's go to Perik Yud Aleph. Pasuk. I wrote Pasuk Yud here. But it's not in Pasuk Yud, unless I don't have Perik Yud Aleph. Okay, so I'm going to quote you the Psukim Bal Peh. The Pasuk says like this. Okay, maybe I'm not familiar with this Tanakh. Maybe that's what I'm not finding it. Okay. The Psukim are as follows, I say. The Pasuk says the Klal Yisrael went out, and they were Ovid seven types of Avodah Zarah. Vayazav es Hashem, that they left Hashem, and yet v'loy avdu oisay, they weren't eved the Rebbeinu Shlom. I wish we'd be able to find this pasuk. You found anybody finds the pasuk Efshe? Make it easier. No. Okay. Eric, you're the pasuk Vav. Perik Yud Pasuk Vav. Okay, so I made a mistake. That's what it is. Okay, I wrote it the opposite, and then because of that, that's what happens when you do things in haste. Perik Yud Shkeach. You see? Sometimes in haste you write the, I wrote a punkt verkehrt. Okay. Hayasivu b'nei Yisrael. Again. They don't stop doing this Avodah Zarah. There's no end to this Avodah Zarah. You hear? But here the Pasuk elaborates to tell me the names of all seven Avodah Zarahs. Hayadus ha-ba'alim, v'sa-ashtarais, v'sa-lehi-aram, v'sa-lehi-tzidim, v'sa-lehi-mayim, v'sa-lehi-mayim, seven. Actually, there's a Gemara in Beya that says, you know what this is like? This is like a certain turmus, a type of a vegetable that needs to be cooked seven times. But after you cook it seven times, it finally becomes sweet and edible and usable. While Klal Yisrael, even after seven times, still remains Bali Aveda Zara. So we have over here a list, okay? A complete list of Aveda Zaras. And the pasuk continues, Vayazvis Hashem. V'loy Avdu. Isn't that a double lashon? Isn't that redundant? If you were Oizav Es Hashem, Avadu V'loy Avduhu. Left Hashem, you weren't over him. So Rashi, what's the pshat that they were over the lay avdu afilu? Nu rabbeisai afilu. Bishutfis im eilus. You see, there would have been at least that chach. Right? Isn't that what the pasuk is trying to bring out? They weren't over the eilus. Yeah, afilu nish bishutfis. Now, if shutfis is worse, so they couldn't have been the word afilu. I show many gedolim this Rashi. This Rashi should have been quoted by the Rishonim in Masechta Sanhedrin. Good. Why it's not Vesach Mishnah? One thing I did a lot of research over the years, and I found the Mekayim is actually Yalkut Shemaini, of the Pasuk of Phanot. The Yalkut Shemaini says, Vafilu, even Bishutis, Chach Das, Chach Bishutis. So we have here a third sheet. One sheet is Rabbi Niena, that it's the same. Same Aveda Zara. A second sheet that we have is that it's worse. And then we have Rashi, based on a Yalkut, that if anything, it's better. Now, why is it better? How does it become better? You think it's better as we get in Shul and the Free and not to get in the place to Chayva? What's the best of that? What did it become better? Over years, I thought about this. You know, Avodah Zarah is in a tasat nazach, to the point that we don't even have a musik what it is. But it is something. It's one of the Yoharim Valyavas, Avodah Zarah, Epis. It's the Geir Shtikl to us. What is this Avodah Zarah? You know, Avodah Zarah is called Znus. You know how I know this? You just read it in the psukim we just read in Perikhes. We started with these psukim. In Perikhes, the pasuk says, "Vayi kasha meiskidai, ayuludai Yisrael, vayiznu." The clause znus. Did they do znus or did they do avodah zarah? When the Targum says, every time it talks about avodah zarah, it uses the lashon vayiznu. Vayiznu achrei lehim achem. So why is it used the word znus? So it's brought from the Gaon Svarim, but the Gaon says, Kabbalah biyadeinu mi'ageinim, ish mipi ish, ad meish rabbeinu. That whenever there's avodah zarah, check in, you'll find znus there also. Avodah zarah. Mishnu steht zusammen. As I is. The Goyen says it's club. There's a famous God. The Goyen's in a few places in the Svarim, and he writes, Kabbalah yadein, me'ageinim, ish mipi ish. Whenever it says the word Aveda Zara, znus ain't too far around the corner. There's going to be znus. Now, the truth is, in the Egel, that's what happened. State the club. They did the eagle, and then it was right. And who knows if it's not mipi Meisha, that's what it means mipi Meisha. Meisha saying, "Oh, give my cook that. I made the zava. Cook yidalach. Pashit means that's halacha l'mayish v'sinai. What's the connection? So Pashit the pshat is, a mensch, so he's a free person and freedom brings nus. Huh? I mean, I would say, Havaydazara gives you a pass to do whatever you want. If there's no Mamela, you can go and do you know what I think the Taitz is going to say? The word zan, na, is to be boigit in the husband. Znus is usually, and in most cases, the story of Gida. Arayus is not necessarily the word znus. Arayus is us, but znus means ish v'isha. And there's a Begida, and then it becomes znus. As a matter of fact, there's interesting tshuvas, which I would rather not discuss in great length, but just to bring it out, and you should understand this, that gebracht in the tshuvas of the Kadmainim, the Rosh Yeshiva Ramesh Zatzal used these tshuvas in many cases, that if the husband isn't makpid, if the husband isn't in it's not against his will, then it's not znus. The word znus means to be boigid in the husband. It's famous tshuvas. I had, unfortunately, had to pass in such a shaila in the past, and I sent it to two of the biggest gedei leilim. It was a story about tshuva. They went off the derech. He went off the derech. He led his wife to be mafkaris. I sent it to Rebbe Yashiv, and I said, because the question was, she did tshuva afterwards. Now she wants to come back and be with her husband. There's children involved. It was a tremendous issue. I sent it to Rebbe Yashiv. I sent it to Rebbe David. So first Rebbe David wrote me back, I have nothing to do with this. Send it to Rebbe Yashiv. And I wrote, but the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal in the tshuvas works with this shita. It's a Chacham Tzvi, it's famous Poiskim, it's famous Friedrich and Kadmainim. Don't want to touch it. Send it to Rabbi Yashin. Rabbi Yashin wrote me back the same word. Don't want to touch it. What am I going to do with this? But in Yisoid Rabbeis, I just want to show you that the word Zayna means to be Baigid in the Baal. Aveidah Zara is a Begida in the Rabbeinish Lit. It's the same Sheirish Hamidah. The same way when a person is a boigid, then he becomes a boigid in everything. So mainly he's a boigid in this inyan too. He's boigid in the Beinish Lam, he's boigid in the Baal. It's all in the same yisaydis of Begida. What do I want with this chabesim? I think that's the pshat. That's the pshat that the Pesukim are telling us, you know what the Begida in those days of Avodah Zarah was? It's deep, the Begida. It had to do with the Shrashim, Avodah Zarah of V'lo Yizachu B'nei Yisrael Es Hashem Alei Kehem V'lo Yasu Chesed. It had to do with the Shrashim of Kfiyas HaTayv. Avodah Zarah, the Sheirish of it is to forget the fact that the Eibush, to forget it's Begida. And I'll tell you where I saw this. In the Sfarim Bet Gebracht, what is the Yisayit of Avodah Zarah? You made it with your own hands. Eitz ve'Evan. I mean, so what could you be, right? You know what the Tavitz is? If you made it, then you don't have to be makutayf to it. Fakel, if anything, that has to be makutayf to you, that does vilich. That's Avodah Zarah. The mensch's kayach hakfiyas ha'tayv is that he inherently can't be makid the Rebbeinu Shlomo, so he creates, and now he becomes the creator, so to speak, and the doer, and to him that's good, that's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is del kfiya in del type. With this Avesai, I think we can understand the Pel of the Kemedrash. Told you that the Yalkut says that Rashi, the Shutfis, it comes from a Yalkut, the Yalkut continues, Okay? The Medrash continues and says like this. And le'oisi kara Yaakov, that the people stopped davening. They were nis'atzel b'tfilo. What's the pshat? He says the same thing. Vayavdu, vayazvu, that they left the Eibishter. Now l'chayra, his person's nis'atzel b'tfilo, is the same thing as going to be doing Avedah Zav? Is it? I mean, the Medrash is connecting. The Medrash says, you see, Vayazvu, they did Beshutvis, but Meilavalo Yosi Karayakai, they stopped davening with, they were Mesatzel and Tfila. How does Shutvis, and Tfila, and the Teretz Rabbeis and Almeida the Bavad? When a person stops to be Makya, was the Eibishter Git, then he stops to realize, so whatever I have had to be, that I did it. That I'm Mishtadl and it worked because I made it. That becomes in the Satsas and Tefillah. The moment you recognize that you have no Shaykh, it has nothing to do with you, it's all the Rebbeinu Shleim. Then a person davens thoroughly because he knows that's the only way he can get anything. When a person starts to undermine the tithe that the Eibishter gives, ultimately, his davening becomes weaker, because then he realizes that not everything I have is from the Eibishter. If I believe everything's for the Rebbeinu Shem, and I'm making everything tithe for the Rebbeinu Shem, so if I go and I daven knowing that that's where everything comes from. So the moment I start being a kafi tay, I'm in mesatzel, but feeling. Lemaisa in that case, shutfis, and I think it's a chiddush rabbeisa, becomes a little bit better than stam avedusav. Voltas given b'shutfis, at least I have that karas atayv, that I remember the Rebbe Yishlam gave me. That if you start forgetting the Eibishter, and because of that lay avdu, that's the kfiya satev, and that's what the pasuk is being madgish. And how is it relevant today, Rabbi? They took away the Avedah Zarah from us, so we don't have the taiva that we have to bow down to Eitz forever. But the shrashim, they didn't take away the shaynish of the Avedah Zarah, which means that I'm begging in the Rebbeinu Shleilam because I'm a kafri taif. And it is because of that, I'm mishtadl. I have to go and I have to do the satzlus and tefillah which comes from it. That avodah zarah we have so very much today. The pasuk, and this is what I think is very important to understand, the avodah zarah of Amal, it was strong. It was whenever they were in Eis Tzara, there was no one to lead them. What did they fall back to? They fell back into the yush of the v'lo yizachar es Hashem. They forgot the nisan. So they searched. You start searching for outer things to help you. I see the Eilam standing there staring at me, and they're not waiting to leave. So let me explain it one more time. I showed you something very interesting over here, and that is that there's a yisayt called shituf, which Rashi says at least that. Now why in Hilchas Avodah Zarah is Shituv better? And the answer is because it's really based on the Psukim of V'lo Yizachru B'nei Yisrael Hashem Elokeihem, that you b'chlal forget the Eibishter. Shituv, Rabbi Yisai, means Avodah Zarah, Avad it's Avodah Zarah. But the Avodah Zarah is, I remember that the Rebbeinu Shleim is a Kayah. But I don't have full emunah, I don't believe fully, so then I make shituf. So the begida in the Rebbeinu Shleilam is a lot less. If a person's oved avodah zarah, so he's baig in the Rebbeinu Shleilam completely. The misatzel in tefillah is based on how much are we in the shituf, that we understand the Rebbeinu Shleilam, or we feel that the Rebbeinu Shleilam and that's where hisatzlus, that's where tefillah becomes weak. When a person recognizes that there is nothing but the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Why and how could he be weak in tefillah? It's impossible. When a person, as Chazal used the lashon, dvarim she'aimdim b'gumay shalayla, who bnei adam is azlim. What does it mean? It's dvarim she'aimdim b'gumay shalayla. So the Pashup Shad is Gumi Shalayla means it's very big and it's kaychis, it's tremendous, and people are mezalzel. Shainim say that's not the Pshat. Dvarim Shaim de Gumi Shalayla means the world stands on it that the person could do anything. The person has the kaychis with tefillah to break through and do unbelievable things. So if a person has that, wouldn't he utilize it? And the Teretz is they're mezalzel in the tefillah, not realizing its kaychus, its power. This Rabbeisai is the Avodah Zarah today. Avodah Zarah today doesn't have to be that we go, and I think I pretty much mentioned this once in the past. How many times do you hear a person speak about Avodah Rabbeinu Shel Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem, and then he'll speak in the same sentence, Chazdei Hashem, I spoke to this guy, yeah, and this guy told me he's going to help me. In the same sentence, Baruch Hashem and Chazdei Hashem and the Rebbeinu Shlom and Gevaldik. But what does he do? That's Shituf. Shituf means, and again, you see, you don't realize that Avada, we're not going to sit and go into a church today. We don't have that Yetzirah anymore. But the shrashim of what it was all about, we have every day in our life. Shituf could mean when a person feels there's kaychis besides it. It's also a type of shituf. And when a person thinks there's kaychis or hishtadlis that can help, then the tefillah becomes weaker. Person understands that in the tefillah there's nothing else, there's no other way to reach what I have to reach. So then the tefillah becomes strong by the person. This Rabbi says the pshat and the psukim. Vayhi kasha meiz gidoin vayeshu vayiznu akha ba'olim that v'yidazara chelik was that they were boigid, and that begid is what? The v'leizachu b'nei Yisrael sashem, it's the kfiyas ha'tayv and the ebishtah. And you see that it's going to be a kviyas atayv to your neighbors as well. It's all in the same kviyas atayv. So what is the lessons Bali Musa speak today? And I think it's important. A person should really work on himself to appreciate everything. Everything that a person does for you. You have to work on it. And I'll show you where it's relevant, Rabbi. So give me just one more minute. And then you'll see the Mahalach HaMachshava that I want. Just last week in Parshas Metzora, I thought of an interesting thing I'd like to share with you. The Metzora is taking the Chutz LaMachna. Tomei, Tomei Yikro. He has to announce he's Tomei. So Pashi has to announce he's Tomei because people shouldn't come in contact with him. Chazal say a different reason. Chazal say Tomei, Tomei Yikro. The rabbim should come and daven for him. So there's a very famous kash for the Chafetz Chaim. Anytime a person's sick, he's got to tell people to daven for him. So why has it become like a mitzvah, a chiyuv? Since kilu does a chiyuv. Tommy, Tommy Yikra is a good advice that he should do it so people should daven. I can't commend that daven for him. Zatrael gechavetz chayim. You hear? If a person speaks Lashon Hara, the Baish doesn't list his tefillahs. This guy's stuck. Poor guy's stuck. He's sick and he has no way to get out of it because he can't daven because the Baish was not interested in hearing from him. Zatrael gechavetz chayim, that's pshat, she'idia, tzari, l'ham, shnei, she'ivak, sholom, rachamim. Because they need to down for him. He can't down for himself. And I'd like to add to the Velt of the Chavetz Chaim, that's pshat, l'idia, tzari. What does tzari l'rabi mean? That's his tzar, that he's sick and he has nowhere to turn. That itself is tzari. The Lashon of Chazal, well, tzari, you should say, l'idia, l'rabi, that he's sick. It's more than that. Tzari, that he's in a bad matziv. Er ist krank und er kennt sich da, 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 er I'd like to add an interesting nekuda with a story. If you don't mind, another half a minute or two, you'll thank me. Possibly you've heard of him in the past. Possibly. If you haven't heard in the past, you'll thank me. Okay? And even if you did hear in the past, you'll give me yashikai. I don't know if you'll thank me, but you'll give me yashikai. Okay. My son Yitzhak was born. He was the second boy. NYU, a whole nighter, the night before. You heard the mice already? You ever heard the mice for me? Huh? Who?
The coffee.
The coffee. So you're the only one that heard it? You heard it also?
So we don't get it.
Okay, so you... Ibizag and Muslim daf Ibizag. Okay. Kids are nice and here are nice. Erev Rosh Hashanah. This was Erev Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, a whole nighter. I came back. Besides for the fact that I got a flat tire because it was in a pothole. And then it's another whole story. But I got it right before Rosh Hashanah. I got it. Okay. In the morning... Shviga was with me. Now, she was cranky. It was a whole night. That's all. She needs coffee. So I donated. I'll go get you the coffee. I figured I'll be. It was more for me than it was for her. I'm gonna get you the coffee. Okay. Meaning, if she takes the coffee, I'll feel better. Okay. Kids, I go down to the coffee shop down on First Avenue. I walk in, a lady comes over, can I give you the shirt? It's she was wearing pants, more of a modern Orthodox, with a glee in her eyes. We heard what happened in Bobov. So maybe the Rebbe was there. I don't know, what do I know happened? But I said, I'll tell you the truth, I was a whole night in the hospital. I don't, you know, when you have a baby, you know, you lose track of what's going on outside. I don't know. She tells me, no. They caught two Hasidim from the Kehila with the drugs. After Shai Yisrael. I can't tell you the pain I had. What are you telling me with glee in your eyes? You're so besimcha. What are you telling? I felt like someone took a knife and stabbed me. I couldn't listen to this. This was something that the pain. Are you talking? What are you mevaza? What's wrong with you? I couldn't believe it. In nature, I don't respond much. It's a tchuna. I keep quiet and I move away and I say, machalach, machalach, machalach. But I knew I had to respond. I said, achil Hashem, achil Hashem. Kitzel, I said, Rabbeinu Shleilam, give me the right words. I want to respond. And this is what came out. So I guess the Eivishter either, like Bilam, like the Chamar of Bilam, maybe the Eivishter, you know, he says, Shayasim, Vayiftach Hashem is Piyasim, all right? Let's use those words. What came out of my mouth was, you know, if you ever fell in the street, heart attack or what, nobody would tend to you. They'd be afraid to touch you. The only people that would come to your rescue, to your aid, are these Bavuch Sidim with Atzali, the Barapa. Don't talk against them. You might need them one day. And I was surprised. Wow, where did that come from? I was unbelievable. I started thinking, well, I didn't know I have it in me, Bechalal. But I knew it was good gizah, because she was taken back by it. Good to shtickl mus. Years later, fast forward, my son Yitzhak's 11 years old. My other son, 12, Pinchas. It's Ben Azmanim Sukkis. What time do these kids get up in? Well, Sukkis, before Chatzais, after Chatzais, okay. They wake up around Chatzais, they want to down with the minion. I said, now? I down at 6, 7 in the morning already, you know? I said, the only place you can find the minion for davening at 12 o'clock is Babel. I'll take it to Babel. So they all take the Louvre, and as they go to Babel. I drop them off, I tell them 50 minutes, not more, and I'm picking up because the day's got to start. My trips, and stuff. 50 minutes, I said, listen to me. If you care to dive more than 50 minutes, you should have woke up at 7 o'clock. I said, if you wake up at 12 o'clock, you don't get more than 50 minutes. That's it. Check. Kitsa, I come back 50 minutes later, they're coming out of the thing. And they put the look. My son tells me, you know, I think I forgot my lulav in thinking already. But at the end of diving that was, so he already forgot his lulav over there. Check. I said, you know what, I'm waiting, go get your lulav. He goes in, and all of a sudden I hear screaming. I falls a tick. Be careful. Atabix, he has a gun. I'm thinking, gun? Who has a gun? Well, I look up. At first, I didn't even know what was going on. It was such a tumult. Then I hopped right away. There was a Spanish guy that was trying to abduct the Yiddish kid. He was trying to take the kid. These chassidim, they left the shul with the little vinesh, and they see it. Now, when you hear gun, you want to run. I was going to run. Be honest, I was ready to put my foot on the gas and disappear. I had my son. My son was inside. So I was stuck anyway, and then right away I became stuck because there was a tumult. So I saw the whole thing. It was right in front of my car. And all my children, besides people, saw it, and then people came out to see it. So we all saw this. What did we see? See, they were running to the guy, screaming one to the other, be careful, he has a gun. Instead of running away, instead of running from, they're running to save the kid, knowing that he has a gun, and they're screaming, what with the Luvinas, be careful, he has a gun. I started to think to myself, why was Isaiah to see this? It's beautiful. Eden, Babeth. I realized, years before, I said, I fatated a kehillah in Klal Yisrael. It's because I spoke good and I saw positive. So Hashem gave me to see. You see? Look, this is it. What is he? This is it. I think this is by the Mitzayra also. The Mitzayra is told, you spoke against your neighbors. Guess who's going to down for you? And the neighbors come to visit you. Yeah? Now you know what you need. Now you know what Klal Yisrael is. Don't talk against them. One day you might need them. One day you might need them. What am I trying to bring out from this? I'm trying to bring out that hakara, to recognize what neighbors do for us. We sometimes take for granted what a neighbor, what a friend. It's almost inherent to how much help people help. You don't even realize, we don't even put focus on it. We should have the amida of recognizing every toiv that anyone ever did. I appreciate this. I thank you for this. Thank you for smiling. I thank you for walking. Whatever. We take it for granted. Hey, my neighbor. He's my friend. This becomes the amida. We're Hakara Satoiv is a training in the person. It becomes a training. And he's makir everything that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives. When a person's makir every chesed Eibishter, I promise you, the tefillah is a whole different tefillah. When you daven, you makir every word, you realize everything, every breath, every. Tell it to Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a promise. I mean, I use the word promise because I'm secure in what I'm saying. Davening is something else. Start to understand every chesed and everything that I have and everything that's, if not Rabbi Yisai, it's the shrashim of shituf. That's what the psukim are teaching us. You believe for 1 minute that people who hung around Gidayim just bow down to Avodah Zarah? You think people walked around with Christian bichlach over there? You think that's what happened? Well, you think you're talking about Gedalei Yehuda? And I see Rabbi Isaac Sher speaks about it. How you talking? It means this. He says it can mean this. In some level, it means what we have a chisayin in bitachin. What we find chisayinus in bitachin became a lamaisa by them in their avodah zarah. So we don't have the avodah zarah. We're not going to sit and bow down. But whatever was in that Avodah Zarah that they bowed down to, and whatever reasons that they bowed down. And that's why the Pasuk enumerates them. Why would the Pasuk have to say 7 different Avodah Zarahs? It's neged to me, the 7 different Avodah Zarahs. It's so important for me to know, Davis later, this and that, and this and that, and I'm doing this and this. And the answer is, yes. There's in the Shrash. This Habes, forgive me, I went a little bit over time.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.